of the first month of the year 2026. And God is dealing with us in a new dimension. I can't remember when last we had service on the 1st of January. And I was struggling when God was saying, have this service. And I saw that everybody was struggling when I said, we are going to have service on the 1st. But you know the beauty of it. You can stand on this day, this hour, yesterday's hour, and remind God that I was in your presence, praising you and giving thanks to you. And because of that, he will look upon you. Amen. He will hear. Hallelujah. His hand upon us will cause us, will give us speed like never before. Amen. You know, Pastor Sajere has said everything that I'm supposed to say. Hallelujah. So if you were not listening, go and play back. Amen. But it's an anointed service, and we're going to be out of here by 10:30 or before 10:30. That's the way God is leading us, and that's the way we are going to be working this year. You will inconvenience yourself, hallelujah, so that you can be very comfortable at the end of it all. Amen. Life is not. Before we left here this morning, I think it was around 1:30, Abby. Before we left here, because we couldn't go out, because everybody was just having fun, and we couldn't go out. It was around 1:30. Those ones that were bold enough to go, but we all stayed here. And then by the time I got to my bed, my head was banging. I said, "Hi, God." And I've told them that their service at 9 a.m. And then one miraculously he woke me up at 6:30. And I was like, I even thought it was past 9. I said, "This is 6:30. This is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we are going to church. Hallelujah. And we are going to meet with God." So why do you, some say, why must you be anointed? Hallelujah. Even he sent the Holy Spirit to come when Christ was being baptized. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit appeared. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. So you know you can put these things in perspective as we do them. Because we're not just doing it because of fun. Hallelujah. We're not just here because we want to be here. Ordinarily at this time, I'm supposed to be in the Jebu for New Year party. Hallelujah. By this time. Amen. So you know. But don't worry, once I close, I'm going. Hallelujah. So 1 Samuel chapter 16 says, "Now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I'm sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite. I have provided myself a king among his sons." And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me." But the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. So anoint for me one I name to you." So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and saying, "Do you come peaceably?" Hallelujah. Amen. You know what that means? That means every time they see you, there will be trouble. Maybe they've committed a sin. So they're asking him, say, "Do you come peaceably?" Because they see the man of God. He's coming to rebuke us. He's coming to. No. Our feet, they are what? They are beautiful. Because we herald good tidings. Hallelujah. And so he says, and he said, "Peaceably, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. So it was when they came that he looked at Eliab and said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." So Jesse called Abinadab, made me pass before Samuel, and he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah pass, and he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all the young men here?" Hallelujah. Amen. So one thing was happening for Samuel. He knew that he was not in the wrong place. He knew that this is where God has sent me. And God has said, you are going to anoint for me a king in the house of Jesse. Okay? So when he said, are these all the men here? Hallelujah. Then he said, there remains here the youngest. And there he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. Hallelujah. I read the B part of verse 11. It said, and Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. Hallelujah. Amen. Anointing is important in faith traditions. And it's important even up to this day. Hallelujah. Because you have been sanctified, you have been set apart for God's purpose. The Bible says that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. You have been called forth to show forth the glory of God for him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. And so this morning, as you come forward and as I obey the instructions of the Almighty, as I anoint you, he's setting you apart for the mission that he has gotten for you. Hallelujah. Everybody's mission is different. Hallelujah. Everybody's calling is different. But he's saying now that they did not sit down until David came. Hallelujah. And when he came, he said, after he was anointed, the Spirit of God came upon him from that day forward. Hallelujah. Amen. So there is going to be an enablement in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We are going to have miraculous exploits, promoting prosperity and establishing God's will. Hallelujah. Because that anointing, Samuel couldn't have done it. He couldn't have anointed just anybody. He had to establish God's will by that physical anointing upon David. So physically, when all of them saw it, they knew that this is God's will. And that action was establishing it so that everybody understands that this is God's. And you know what happened? David did not become king that day. Hallelujah. He did not ascend. Okay, let me not say. He became king that day by the virtue of anointing, but did not ascend the throne that day. Hallelujah. There is a place for preparation. Amen. He said, from that day forward, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Hallelujah. From that day forward, many things changed around. His internal formation changed. Hallelujah. His way of reasoning changed. Because now he was being helped by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful for all of you that are here this morning. Because an instruction and obedience to the Word of God is what is important. And when God was showing me in the early hours of the morning, about Psalm 32 verse 8, which is in the New Living Translation, it says, do not be like a horse or a mule that requires a bridle to pull him this way or pull him that way. Because you have willingly come. Amen. Because you have willingly come, that which God is establishing today, it will be made manifest in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I said, that which God is establishing today will be made manifest in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So many years ago, about 23 years ago, I stepped into an office, and I was just happy because I was second in command in that office. But after your guy, it was me. If they wanted to do anything, your guy just said, go and see me. Even if he's not around. Then they left everything, and everything was on my table. And then I had to change. I had to move. And then I had to start life all over again. Hallelujah. Okay? And then in all those years, God had been building and building and building. Amen. And before the turn of 2025, God made a turnaround. Hallelujah. He made a turnaround and things changed again for me. Hallelujah. So when you are looking at God's will, hallelujah, keep it within you. Run with it, hallelujah. Keep it before you. There's a time it will come and you recognize it. Amen. Hallelujah. So we will rise this morning. And it's a spiritual exercise. I don't want anybody walking around. If I'm not anointing you, please be praying. Amen. And it's not me. It's the Spirit of God that is establishing His will. I don't know what you want from Him, but I know that He's here and He's establishing kingdoms. He's establishing nations. He's establishing nations in our midst. I see Him establishing firms. Hallelujah. Amen. And it takes this anointing from Him. Amen. From the spiritual realm, He takes that anointing to set us apart. And on this journey that we are going in the power of His might. We are going in the power of His might and in the strength of the Almighty God. Amen.
And
It's an establishment of the will of God. The things that you look forward to, hallelujah, they will come speedily because of the hand of God upon you. And with this singular spiritual act, hallelujah, indeed you will call to remembrance this day, this hour, and indeed, Lord, as you have separated me, as you have enabled me, as you have established your will, so shall it come, hallelujah. And you'll be patient, you will wait for it, hallelujah. Everyone will have a testimony from God. Pray. Pray for the people around you. Pray for that indeed, as you stand as a point of contact, so that the people in your families, hallelujah, when they see you, they see God, hallelujah. In the presence of the siblings of David, he was anointed, hallelujah, and he was declared, hallelujah, and nothing and change what the Lord has established. So this morning, everything that is established in the spiritual realm, nothing will change it for you. Hallelujah. Everything that he has promised concerning you, just like he did for Nehemiah. He said, the king told Nehemiah, make your request. Nehemiah went to God and then he made his request. And the Bible says, according to the hand of God upon him, all his request was granted. You receive approval from God and you receive approval from the authorities. You go forth and you shine, hallelujah. You go forth and you shine, hallelujah. You will bring forth in due season, hallelujah. You will produce fruit in your season, hallelujah. You will bear fruit in your season in Jesus' name. Lopangas ketanda liya, erebo so pakanda basaria, ekatanda liga na babasaria, lopos kadabasaria, ekarabaso pradisaria. Indeed, is a new beginning, hallelujah. It's a new beginning, hallelujah. And God is set to do you good, hallelujah. Stepping in your stride, move in the direction of God. He says, I will lead you in the best pathway for your life. So shall it be. And every day of this year, every day of this year, do not forget to worship him. Do not forget to praise him. Hallelujah. He is God and all alone. No one will be like him. Hallelujah. Father, we give you all the praise. And we say thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we thank you. We magnify your name. Thank you, Lord, because you're obedient to your word. It says, if you love me, you will obey my word. Hallelujah. And thank you, because the end, better is the end of everything thereof. And so as we start, we continue, we'll go from strength to strength, indeed, in Jesus' name. And every time we come before you, we get renewed, we get refreshed in Jesus' name. Thank you, everlasting King of glory. Your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. We share the grace and fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. See you on Saturday.